Welcome to the Disney Park Wanderer podcast. I'm your host, Emma Albertson, and this is episode number 64. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing a keep, update, change, Magic Kingdom edition. So I will be going through a list of attractions that are currently in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom Park, and I will be saying which of those attractions I think can stay, which ones need updating, and which ones I would completely change because I'm just over them. However, before we get into that, what would the Disney Park Wanderer podcast be without my news bulletin? So let's dive straight into that. First up, in Walt Disney World, we've got some huge changes to mask policy. As of May 15th, it is now optional to wear a mask in outdoor spaces, especially if you have been fully vaccinated. That's right, outside taking your pictures, outside walking down Main Street USA, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. However, it is still required to wear your mask in all indoor spaces, so, you know, the theaters, while you're standing in line, things like that. And of course, they still want you to wear your mask when you are in kind of close proximity with other people. They will be slowly taking away the social distancing measures and reducing the amount of distance that needs to be in between. This is a really big step in the right direction of things going back to normal. However, just to clarify, this policy is not in Disneyland. It's still in California, it's a requirement to wear a mask both in and outside. Also at Walt Disney World, a celebration of the Festival of the Lion King is here. So it's not an exact replica of the show that was put on hiatus. It has been modified for social distancing measures. I don't think there's the aerial acrobats anymore. They're not doing the children's parade at the end and sing-alongs, but it's still gonna be a very close, you know, partner of the original show. And it's exciting because again, it's another step towards normality and having some of those stage shows back. This has always been a really, really popular show. So especially now when there is less capacity in the theater, if you want to do this, you really should get there early or try and get a fast pass for it when they come back, because obviously there isn't any fast passes right now, but very exciting. Another thing in Walt Disney World right now, well, perhaps, we're not sure, it's speculation. Disney has filed a permit for the location where Tower of Terror is in Hollywood Studios. So this has raised a few questions. What are they doing? Well, there's a few ideas. We think it could be related to the 50th anniversary. They did say that they would be updating the Tower of Terror with touches for the celebration, just like they did with the other park icons like Spaceship Earth and the castle. So perhaps it's literally just a bit of retouching, maybe some new color work. Or it could be that they are changing kind of protocols inside the ride, or especially with new social distancing rules changing, perhaps they have to change things like that up. It could be for health and safety. Or the other reason, which would be the most exciting, is that perhaps they are going to give this ride a rehaul, just like they did over in California and they made it into Mission Breakout for Guardians of the Galaxy. So we'll keep an eye on that and see what's happening, if it's anything major, if it's just minor. But that is what is going on in Disney World at the moment. Now let's talk a little bit about Disneyland Paris. Disneyland Paris have announced a reopening date. It will be June 17th. They actually released a little teaser trailer on their YouTube channel, which you can check out if you're interested. Really gave me all the feels. I grew up with Disneyland Paris. I love it, and I can't wait to have the opportunity to go back. But with the reopening, there's a couple of new things that have also been given opening dates. So that Art of Marvel Hotel that used to be Hotel New York was supposed to open over a year ago, but it's officially opening on June 15th, and they will be taking reservations as of, I think, this week in May. So if you're in Europe and you're interested in that, you need to get on that. So I'm sure it'll book out quite quickly. This Art of Marvel Hotel, if you weren't sure, is basically been completely redecorated with hundreds of pieces of original Marvel artwork with designers from all over Europe. They've got new restaurants. The rooms have all been updated with Marvel themes. They've got 2-floor suites. It looks incredible. There's Marvel meet and greets going on. It all looks great. And then the other brand new attraction is called Cars Road Trip. This is where their behind the scenes tram tour ride used to be, based on the Pixar franchise of Cars. And the whole thing has been updated. It looks like it's gonna be really fun. And this one is opening also on the opening date, which is June 17th. So people will be able to enjoy that new attraction as soon as the parks reopen. Another Dooney and Bork collection has been released. It will be coming out on May 18th, and it is Tinkerbell. So perfect for the spring kind of summer season. They're a pale blue design with kind of yellow flowers on and Tinkerbell on them. It's the same as always, a wallet, crossbody, and a tote. Again, the $100 to $200 range, but they're very, very cute, so worth checking out on Shop Disney. Now, last but not least, we've got a new event in Hong Kong Disneyland called the Royal Food and Drink Fair. Now, this is running as of now until June 27th on some weekends, so Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, from 11:30 in the morning through 7:30 at night. So basically, the Hong Kong Disneyland chefs have transformed the Royal Banquet Hall, which is one of their really popular character dining restaurants in the park, into a whole event that guests of Hong Kong Disneyland can enjoy. This event will have award-winning dishes from all over the world, including a cheese tart from Hokkaido in Japan. So you get to try a little bit of all cuisine from the world. I'm thinking it's a little bit like the World Showcase in Epcot and how they have the International Food and Wine Festival, something like that, but on a much smaller scale. They will also be having merchandise and stuff to commemorate this event, and there's a possibility to buy tokens in advance to save money, and you can also have a la carte price, which means you can kind of try what you want, or you can go for a prefix where you've got like a set whole plan of food that is served to you, and you get to try a bit of everything. So that sounds like a really fun event, and if you're interested to learn a bit more about that, you can check out the Hong Kong Disneyland website. Okay, let's dive into today's episode, Magic Kingdom, keep, update, or change. Okay, so I've got a list of the current attractions at Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World. I'm gonna kind of go through the list and say what I think should be done to them. So let's see what we've got here. We're starting off with Space Mountain. Now, Space Mountain is actually a pretty decent attraction, I would say. Although I've said this before in other podcasts, Space Mountain in Florida is definitely not as good as Space Mountain in Disneyland Paris. So I'm gonna suggest some updates. I would love them to maybe make the track more similar to the Paris one, make it a bit more faster, a bit more intense. And also they could probably add in some theming here to some kind of Disney space-like film. I think most of my suggestions in this episode is going to be making an attraction more obviously Disney related, because I feel like there's a lot of fun attractions in Disney, and don't get me wrong, like I love them, but I'm just thinking there's so many opportunities here to insert even more Disney film references. I think Space Mountain could have some kind of reference to WALL-E, for example, or, you know, just putting those characters into Space Mountain somehow, like in projections or, you know, even animatronics, something like that. Or perhaps they could do some Star Wars touches. I think that Disneyland Paris has some Star Wars touches on theirs. So just, you know, make it a little bit more Disney. Seven Dwarves Mine Train. This one I'm gonna say keep because it is unique. I don't believe any of the other Disney parks around the world has this. So I think it should stay as it is. Also, I think that it's cool that the Seven Dwarfs have a ride of their own. So I know there's a Snow White Dark ride, but this is more like based on them. It's a bit more thrilling. So I think it can stay. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. This ride I love. Me and my husband love it. We love being competitive on it. I definitely think it should be kept. I don't think it really needs an update either. It's lots of fun. There's lots of colors and fun things to look at. The vehicles themselves are fun. They rotate. I think it's a great, great attraction, and I actually love it, and I say keep. Magic Carpets of Aladdin. This one I'm kind of torn about because I appreciate that it's like one of the only attractions that's relevant to Aladdin. I really do love the film Aladdin. But that said, this attraction is basically the same as Dumbo, and we don't need two attractions like that in one park. I mean, I know it's good for little kids, but I feel like it was a missed opportunity. I feel like they should just completely remove this attraction and do something else with Aladdin, but maybe it could be a simulator of going on a magic carpet instead. So a bit like Soaring, but you're on a magic carpet going through scenes from the film, something like that. I think would be a lot more unique and a much better homage to Aladdin. I just feel like this is a bit mediocre, to be honest. Prince Charming's Carousel. Prince Charming's Carousel, I think, is like a classic Disney attraction. And even though it doesn't particularly interest me, I know a lot of people love it. It's great for kids. And I just think, keep it. You know, why change something like that? It's got its purpose. It's just a basic fairground ride. It's pretty. I say keep. People Mover. I have never actually been on this, so I don't have a massive opinion about it, but I know loads of people love the People Mover. I think it's a nice idea. It's a way to get a bit of respite on a long day, a break, a bit of air conditioning. You get to see the inside of a couple of attractions, I believe, and then you can people watch. I think it's a nice relaxing stop in a day. So you need a few of those things. You can't have everything being like go, go, go. Next up, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. This one, I say we completely change. I love Monsters, Inc., but a bit like with the Aladdin's Flying Carpets, I feel like it's a wasted opportunity and they could do so much more with it. So I say we pull that out and just make a brand new Monsters, Inc. attraction. They definitely should be doing something with that door room because everybody loves that. It's an iconic scene in the film. They could do some kind of roller coaster where you get stuck on that machine with all the doors, or they could do something similar to what they have in Tokyo, where you have a torch or a flashlight and you shine it on different parts of the ride to find things. I just think, again, it's a bit of a boring attraction when it's such a great franchise and there's so much to work with. Even if they could do some kind of walkthroughs, you could go through Monsters Incorporated factory and maybe bump into some of the characters or be able to go through some of the doors, try the scream tests, just things like that, I think would be a lot more interactive and a lot more fun. Peter Pan's Flight. Again, this one's a classic. Not really too much to say about it. I love it and I say keep it. Jungle Cruise. Now, Jungle Cruise is kind of being updated anyway, but again, this is like an update I would recommend just because we're in a Disney park and you've got so many opportunities of Disney films and characters. I don't understand why they haven't incorporated at least some of the characters from Jungle Book into Jungle Cruise. You could have Baloo floating in the river, you could have Shere Khan in the forest, you can have King Louie in the forest. It would just be like an added Disney touch to an attraction everybody loves already. I just don't really get it, why they don't put in more of their characters. Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion, again, it's a cult favorite. Loads of people love it. I think it's good. It's not my favorite, but I vote keep. Journey of the Little Mermaid. I actually do like this attraction because I'm a big fan of The Little Mermaid. I love the music. I think the characters are great. In itself, it's a nice little dark ride. It's a good place to go for a break. Again, if anything, I would say just maybe update the animatronics, maybe update the special effects because there is the technology now to make it better because, you know, it is a bit, you know, plastic moving, static moving. Whereas I think they could do a lot more with the technology they have now, like some projections, maybe more effects, better animatronics. But I like it as it is, but if I had to suggest something, I'd just be like, bring it up to date a little bit more. Splash Mountain. I actually love the original Splash Mountain, so I would have had no issue with keeping that, but as they are updating it, I actually do love the idea of a Princess and a Frog update as well. I really like that film. And as I said, I love them bringing new films and new characters into their rides, so I'm massively on board with that update. Pirates of the Caribbean, keep. It's another classic attraction. I love Pirates of the Caribbean, especially the one in Disneyland Paris. So I just think, yes, could it be updated to be as cool as the one they've got in Shanghai? It definitely could, but there's something about it, just the way it is, that you just gotta keep it. The Tiki Room. I think this attraction is really cute. I mean, it's a bit random. It's not my favorite. It's not something I make a beeline for, but again, lots of people love it. It has a special place in their heart. So I'm just gonna say keep it. Hall of Presidents. Now, this one might be a controversial opinion to some people, but I just don't think there's any place for the Hall of Presidents in Disney. I get why it's there, but I just think it should be removed or changed. I don't really feel the need to put politics or history into the Disney park. I want to go to Disney to have fun, not to be reminded of, you know, people's opinions and stuff like that. So in my opinion, I would just remove the Hall of Presidents, and I don't know what I would do there instead. Maybe make a new show, maybe have it as an exhibition space for when Disney has things to show, like new rides, new films, that kind of thing. I just don't like the Hall of Presidents. Dumbo. Similar to Aladdin, carpets. Am I a massive fan of the ride itself? It's kind of dull, but it is a perfect ride for kids. I loved it as a kid because they have this in Paris as well. And so I'm going to say keep it, because what trip to Disney is complete without a little whirl in a Dumbo? Small World. Small World is probably one of my absolute favorite rides. The song doesn't annoy me. I know it annoys loads of people, but it does not annoy me. I love all the details on it. The only thing I would say is I absolutely love the updates that they've done in a couple of the parks. I think in California and Hong Kong, maybe Tokyo, they've actually added Disney characters into Small World. So like Lilo and Stitch, they've got Anna and Elsa, they've got Merida from Brave, all these characters kind of inserted into it in their respective countries. And I love that they've done that, because as I said, I really appreciate bringing more, even more Disney into the rides. But it is rumored that for the 50th anniversary, they are going to put those characters into the Small World attraction in Florida anyway. So my dream may just come true anyway. So let's watch this space. The next few on my list are all gonna be keeps. So I'm just gonna put them all straight in a row here. The teacups, PhilharMagic, Winnie the Pooh, and the Astro Orbiter. All four of these are classics. The teacups are so fun. Who doesn't love spinning around super fast? And also the theming on there is just perfect. PhilharMagic, I think, is a really wonderful show. I think it's impressive. I enjoy the smells, the music, the 3D. Winnie the Pooh, I mean, could it be made into Pooh's Honey Hunt, like in Tokyo, and be a lot better? It could. But it's a classic, so we're gonna keep it. Then the Astro Orbiter, again, it's a Disney classic. I'm not gonna touch that. Tomorrowland Speedway. Now, this is one that I have no qualms in saying that I'd want to change. Don't get me wrong, I loved this attraction as a child, because which child doesn't want to feel like they're driving a vehicle? And then when you get older, you realize that it actually sucks driving, because I hate driving. But I just feel like it's a bit dull, you know, scenery-wise. They could do a lot more with it, make it more fun, maybe more, what's even the word, like for your eyes, more visual. I think they could probably give it a theme with cars, Pixar's cars. I mean, that, you know, would have been a very easy paint job. Maybe a few props here and there, and that would have brought a whole story to life. I just think it needs a bit of an update, because it was, I think it's one of the rides that was there when it opened, and I don't think much has changed in it. I also think they're still powered by gasoline or petrol or whatever it is. So I think that needs to change too. I mean, I could be wrong, but if it is, like, can we not change that to electric or something? Because first of all, the smell, and second of all, it's just not great for the environment. So just a few little tweaks on that ride would make it way better in my opinion. And then lastly, the Carousel of Progress. Not gonna lie, I also have not been on this. I didn't know it was there, to be perfectly honest. I thought Carousel of Progress was the Spaceship Earth one, because they're kind of similar concepts, I think. Like, you're going through time and seeing how things have progressed. Again, I think it might be a bit outdated from what I've seen online, but a lot of people like it. I would say change it to something more relevant to a new Disney film. There's so many new Disney films now that haven't really got any attraction. Why not take that space, make something completely new? Maybe do a Raya and the Last Dragon attraction. Just something. Let's bring Disney parks forward a few years and get rid of some of the old stuff that I think now are just a bit more outdated and not as many people really want to ride. I hope you enjoyed listening to my thoughts about the attractions in the Magic Kingdom. If you want to join in the conversation, make sure you write to disneyparkwanderer@gmail.com. Now let's round out episode 64 with my Disney fact of the day. Disney's Fox and the Hound, 1981. Seeing as we're nearly coming up to a 40-year anniversary, I thought I would do a little fact about Fox and the Hound. It's so adorable. So at the time of its release, it was actually the most expensive animated film that had been made to date, and it cost a whopping $12 million. This film included 360,000 drawings, 110,000 painted cells, and 1,100 painted backdrops. Roughly, anyway. Impressive. That's it for today's episode of the Disney Park Wanderer. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen and tune in every week. If you want to keep this podcast going, make sure to spread the word and leave a review. The easiest way to do this is via Apple Podcasts. I will be back next week with more Disney Park content. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week and stay curious.